On Siena College Week, could unfamiliarity with transgender people be driving negative attitudes in the U.S.? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dan Lewis, associate professor of political science at Siena College, examines this question.
Voters in Anchorage recently rejected a transgender bathroom bill, which would have required transgender people to use public facilities that match the sex on their birth certificates. That vote came on the heels of President Trump's order to bar transgender people from the military and high-profile referendums in Houston and Fayetteville, where voters rejected efforts to protect transgender people from discrimination in public accommodations. As a relatively new issue that directly affects only a small minority of Americans, it is not clear how the public has formed opinions on these policy proposals. To find out, a team of political scientists conducted three of the first national surveys on transgender rights. Though transgender rights are often lumped in with LGBT rights, striking differences were found in attitudes towards the two groups. In general, support for policies that protect transgender rights is lower compared to similar policies that address gay rights. Also, attitudes towards transgender people tend to be more influenced by partisanship and gender, and less influenced by religiosity compared to attitudes towards gay men and lesbians. The surveys also revealed that roughly a third of Americans are unable or unwilling to report a position on most policies, reflecting considerable uncertainty about the issue. These attitudes may derive simply from unfamiliarity. 2 years ago, just 15% of Americans reported knowing someone who is transgender, compared to 58% that know someone who is gay. This is important because knowing an LGBT person significantly increases positive attitudes towards the groups as a whole. Further, the study found that simply showing a picture of someone who is transgender, regardless of how the person looked, increased support for transgender rights. This suggests that public attitudes may become more accepting in the future as Americans become more familiar with the concept of transgender identities and transgender people themselves.
That was Dan Lewis of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.